We will take you back to Neil Mitchell on 3SH in a moment, but we've got the Director of Corporate and Community Services, Hody Boliv, from Balranald Shire Council on the line for our weekly chat. Good morning, Hody, and I hope your Australia Day was more active than mine, I'm sure it was. How did it all play out in Balranald Shire?
Good morning, Tom. Yes, Australia Day was a busy day in Balranald Shire. We were very fortunate we had events both in Balranald and in Euston. The Balranald event was organised by Lynn Flanagan and a very capable team of local volunteers. It was great council was able to step back a bit this year. And they facilitated both a breakfast at Greenham Park Hall and then a day of activities at the pool for the families and young people to come together. That was a great time. And we then also had in Euston another committee of local volunteers, the local Robin Bale Euston Rotary Club, Lions Club, organised a range of activities and events there over lunch, which was fantastic. But right in the middle of it, we did get a big downpour, so that was quite interesting. Luckily, we got all of the presentations out of the way before it got too wet.
And disaster assistance. Now, $50,000 to primary producers just been announced for Balranald. Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, the Commonwealth Government has paired with the New South Wales State Government to provide some disaster assistance back in November for people that were affected by the severe weather and flooding in New South Wales. So they've announced a $50,000 primary producer recovery grant back in December. But after the recent weather that we had the other day, they've also now extended that to include the Balranald Shire. So anyone that has been impacted, any small businesses that have been impacted, need to have a look because there's $50,000 available for affected farmers that are eligible through the Primary Producer Recovery Grants to help them get back on their feet. People can check out our Facebook page to get some more information on that.
And it is Balranald Creative, well, the Creative Learning Centre in Balranald as well, that's up and going?
We have been fortunate enough to receive funding for the Balranald Creative Learning Centre to be have a whole new building established for both storage and a classroom to run activities from. And that will be getting launched in later in the month. So there'll be an opening and everyone's encouraged to come along and attend. We're also very fortunate that the Balranald Tennis Courts will also be opening this month. So I think the Creative Learning Centre's opening is on the 12th and the tennis courts will be opening on the 19th. So there's plenty of stuff happening in the community for people to get along to.
That is Hody Boliv from Balranald Shire, Director of Corporate and Community Services. And now we'll take you back to Neil Mitchell on 3SH.